What about freaky stories, Varla?
Some freaky stories. This is along the lines of the gruesome as well. There's a woman who, it was only a couple of years ago I read about it, and this woman was, it's kind of a light at the end of the tunnel, but it's a gruesome light. She was diagnosed as having a brain tumor, and, you know, they did a scan and saw this big mass in her brain, so they decided that they should, of course, operate on it. And when they actually got in there, it wasn't a tumor, it was a worm that had sort of made its way in through her bloodstream and festered in her brain. So they were able to remove it. The good news was that it wasn't a tumor. The bad news is that it was a worm.
A worm.
That was pretty freaky.
Funeral parlor stories. What do you got?
Oh, funeral parlors. Well, there's a great story I read and put in the book. I think it happened last year in New York, and it was this funeral parlor. This van was parked in the, you know, they have usually a marking like a, you know, funeral or funeral vehicle in the window, and the sign had fallen down, and so it was parked in a zone that was only funeral parking only. So a policeman came along and towed it, but there was a body inside. There was a body in the back and like a cardboard coffin. So the funeral parlor owner was actually able to get the body in time and prepare it, and it actually had to go on like a plane and go to Florida. So it all turned out okay in the end.
In your entire career, Paula, your entire career, what is the most bizarre story you've ever encountered?
I did love the story of the man in Pennsylvania who sued the state of Pennsylvania, saying that he's actually suing the devil. And then the whole thing that the devil had caused his ill luck.
The devil made him do it,
yeah,
right?
The devil made him do it. And the case was dismissed because the state of Pennsylvania said there was no way to prove that the devil actually lived in the state of Pennsylvania. That was one of my favorites. And then that story about the guy who cut off, he had it like his knee amputated from the knee down, and he wrapped it up and put it in the bottom of a smoker, like a barbecue.
His knee?
The remains of his knee, like the bottom part of his, you know, from knee down his leg, he wrapped it up, put it in the bottom of the smoker, and it was in his mom's storage facility, and then she defaulted on the payment. So that when that happens after so long and they can't get a hold of you, they auction off your stuff. So somebody came along and bought the smoker. The person took it home. They looked in the bottom. They thought it was just a log or something in there. You know, you couldn't tell. It was all dirty. They started to clean it up, and they found this leg. So they called the police, and the police investigated, and they figured out whose things were being auctioned. They contacted the woman. She said, "Oh, no, nobody died. That's my son's." And the son said, "Oh, I saved it for religious purposes." That was what he was quoted as saying, but they never, you know, I guess he forgot he put it in there. I'm not sure exactly. But then the best part about it is that the guy, like, sued the guy whose knee it was, wanted it back, and the person who bought it tried to sell it to him for like $5,000, and then they took it to like court TV, and it was settled on court TV, and the person had to pay $5,000 to get the rest of his leg back.
That's amazing.